أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, the subject which I'm going to talk about is about the fulfilling the covenant. In another word, today I will talk about keeping the promise. It is also a very important subject that we should talk about this matter, and we will find through the history that how was the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about the fulfilling of the covenant. And what is the golden advice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter? First of all, I would like to give you some details about this matter through the Holy Quran, about the importance of this matter. Actually, if we see it, before we talk through the Holy Book, we can find it that it is a natural thing that every society, every people, they like to fulfill their promise and to keep their promise. And it is a natural thing. Those who are trying to break their promises, of course, they do not have a good position in the society. And those who have the high position in the society, one of the attributes that they have and that they possess, that is about this matter, that they fulfill their promise. Whenever they have a promise with someone, they try to keep their promise and they never try to break their promises. Now, according to the Holy Quran, we can find many verses from the Holy Quran that emphasize over this matter, that, O believers, O mu'minin, O people, you should try to keep your promise and never try to break the promises. Almighty Allah, He Himself is the one that He keeps His promise. And no one can keep His promise like Almighty Allah. And it is very obvious that it is referred in the Holy Quran. Almighty Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. This verse comes in the surah by the name of Tawbah. The verse number is 111. Almighty Allah says, and who is more faithful to His covenant than Allah? It means that no one can fulfill His covenant like Almighty Allah. So it is very important then, as Almighty Allah emphasized in this verse of the Holy Book. In the second verse, it came in Surah Baqarah. The verse number is 18. Almighty Allah says, فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدًا. It means that Allah will not fail to perform His promise. In another word, that Almighty Allah never want to break His promise. Whenever He has a promise to the others, He keep that promise. So again, from this ayah, from this verse, we can understand the importance of the fulfilling the covenant. The third ayah is this, that Almighty Allah brings some attributes of the believers. What are the believers' attributes? Almighty Allah says, among the different attributes that the believers have and possess, among them, one of them which is very important is this: to keep their promise. Almighty Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق. Those who fulfill the promise of Allah and do not break the covenant, they are the real believers. الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق. They never break their promise. They are the real believers. They are the real mu'min. The fourth ayah which Almighty Allah says is this, that Almighty Allah address all the people, all the mu'minin, all the believers, that you should try to keep your promise. Almighty Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, fulfill the obligations, fulfill the covenants, fulfill the promises that you have, and you should not break your promises. You should not break the obligations. It is also a saying from Almighty Allah in the Holy Book. And again, Almighty Allah says in Surah Mu'minin, and brings some attributes of the real believers, and says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those mu'mineen, they have this attribute, that they never try to break their promises. They always try to keep their promises. So they are the real mu'min and the real behavior. The fifth ayah which I would like to talk about here is this ayah that Almighty Allah says, وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. This ayah came in the Surah An'am. The verse number is 152. That Almighty Allah says, and the believers and those fulfill Allah's covenant, and fulfill Allah's covenant. This has enjoined you, with that you may be mindful, and you should remember it, and you should think about this matter, that fulfilling the covenant, it is very important that you should fulfill the covenants of Allah. And whenever you have a promise, whenever you have the covenant, so you should keep them and you should fulfill them, and you should not try to break them. So it is also another verse of the Holy Quran. The sixth verse which came in Surah Maryam, the verse number is 54. Almighty Allah says about the Ismail prophet and says, وَذَكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. Almighty Allah actually address and command to his prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and says that you should remember, you should tell the story of Ismail to the people, to the ummah, to the Muslim people, that this was the great attribute of the Ismail prophet, that who was Sadiqul Wa'd. What does Sadiqul Wa'd mean? It means that he was trying to keep his promise. And whenever he had a promise to someone, he tried to fulfill that, to keep the promise. Whenever he had a covenant to the others, he tried to fulfill his covenant. So it is a good attribute of the Prophet by the name of Ismail. Actually, under this verse, there is a tradition from the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that one day the Prophet Ismail, he had a promise with someone, and he stood there. The followers of the Prophet, they become astonished and they become unhappy as they missed the Prophet, because the Prophet was absent among his followers. And the people search here and there to find his Prophet. In the end, the people found the Prophet, that the Prophet, he sit in a place. And they came and asked from the Ismail, why you are sitting here? We missed you and you are absent. You are not among us. We become unhappy. And that's why we searched here and there. In the end, we could find you here. What is the matter? Then Ismail said that I had a promise with someone, and that person did not come. That's why I was sitting here till that person came. And I should not break my promise, and I should keep this promise while I, for a long time, I'm here. So see that keeping the promise is very important. That the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, for a long time, for hours, till that person came, and he should fulfill his promise and keep the promise. So it is very important in Islam. And again, there is another story, and from our Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet also emphasized over keeping the promise. And one is a very famous saying in narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet said, La deena liman la ahdala. Those who do not have this habit to keep their promise, it means that they do not have deen. It means that they do not possess religion. Because if they possess religion, they might keep their promise. So this hadith, which came from our Prophet, peace be upon him, it is very important. And it shows the importance of fulfilling the covenant. La deena liman la ahdala. Those who do not have ahd, those who do not have the covenant, those who cannot keep their promises, they should not say that I am Muslim. They should not say that I possess the deen and I have religion. No, they do not have any religion. And again, there is a famous saying from the Holy Prophet, and it is very famous among the Muslim people, which says, Al-mu'minuna inda shurutihim. Who is mu'min? Mu'min is those people. Whenever they have some conditions, they keep their conditions. Whenever they have some promises, they keep their promises. Whenever they have some covenant, so they try to keep their covenant. Because Al-mu'minuna inda shurutihim, it is the attribute of a real believers, the attributes of a real mu'min. And there is another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, which came in Usuli Kafi. Our Prophet says, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyafi idha wa'ada. Those who says that I have belief upon Almighty Allah, and I am mu'min, and they believe on the hereafter. So this kind of person who says that they have belief upon Almighty Allah, they have belief on the hereafter, whenever they have a promise, they keep their promise. Whenever they have the covenant, they try to fulfill their covenant. فَلْيَفِ إِذَا وَعَدَ. It is their attribute. And they should be like this. They should not break their promises. They should not try to break their covenant. And there is a famous saying again from Ibn Sa'd, who was one of the followers of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And he says, that do you know why the people say the Prophet Amin? Amin is the second name of our Prophet, which become very famous among the people, because the Prophet, he never lied, and also whenever he had a promise with the others, he used to keep their promises. He used to keep his promises. That's why the people named him Amin. And this name was before our Prophet became Prophet. And before Ba'asat, this was the name of the Prophet that the people named our Prophet because of his fulfilling the covenant, because of his truthness. Now I would like to give you some examples through the life of the Holy Prophet, that our Prophet practically in his life, he used to keep the promises. He used to fulfill the covenant. A person by the name of Qazi Ayaz, he narrates and says that our Prophet, with me, he had a dealing, a bargain with me. And we had this bargain. Qazi Ayaz says that I had a bargain and a dealing with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And I was supposed to fulfill some of the amounts or some of the things that they had bargained upon that, and to give it to the Prophet. And I promised it, but I forgot my promise. And our Prophet, for a long time, he stood on that place that they had promised. Qazi Ayaz says a thing that nowadays we cannot believe it. And it is very amazing. And it is very strange for us. Qazi Ayaz says that after 3 days, I remembered that, I had a promise with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Then I went there in the place that we had promised. I saw that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is sitting there and waiting for me. And then our Prophet said, Qazi Ayaz, I became tired as I stood here. What have you done? Why didn't you come on the time? Maybe if our Prophet, he left that place, he did not break the promise. But our Prophet wanted to teach the others that fulfilling the covenant and keeping the promises is very important, and you should try to keep your promise. That's why our Prophet, peace be upon him, for 3 days he stood there till Qazi Ayaz came and they could fulfill their covenant. Nowadays we cannot imagine it, and it is very difficult to believe it. While it was a kind of teaching from the Prophet, peace be upon him, to show the importance of fulfilling the covenant. Again, there is another story from our Prophet that our Prophet, peace be upon him, he had a promise with someone near a stone, while there were some of the companions of the Prophet also. Prophet stood there near the stone while he was waiting for the person who had a covenant to each other till that person came and they could fulfill their covenant. The companions, they narrates this story and says that we saw that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he stood while the sunshine was raying to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And our Prophet was under the sunshine, and the weather was very warm and hot. We asked from the Prophet, O Prophet, come here to the shadow of this stone. But our Prophet did not accept it and said and addressed to the people that they were there in the shadow of that stone, said that I had promised here and I should stood here till that person came. Again, this story is very strange for us. While if our Prophet went there in that shadow of the stone, of course he did not break the promise, but our Prophet wanted to teach the companions, to teach the Muslims, that keeping the promise is very important, and you should keep your promises, you should fulfill your covenant. That is very important in Islam. There is another story from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Let me give you a story about this fulfilling the covenant from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. That when the people who were living in the Kufa, they wrote many letters to the Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and Imam Hussain promised them that he will come to the Kufa. So that's why he lived the Medina, and he bared many difficulties through the way, and he came, and whenever he was coming and becoming near to the Kufa, many people, those who were coming from the Kufa, they were saying that those who wrote the letters, and now they cannot fulfill their covenant, and they cannot support you. Even if you go there, they will not support you. But Imam Hussain addressed them that I had a promise with them, and I will keep my promise, and I will go to the Kufa till I should see them, and then we will see. One of the people is Tarmah. Tarmah said that I came and I saw the Imam Hussain, and I said to Imam Hussain that you can go to another place, you can leave going to the Kufa, and you can go to the mountain or somewhere else, because as I saw the people of the Kufa, they will not support you and they are against you. So, but our Imam Hussain said this sentence, إِنَّ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ عَهْدًا وَمِيثَاقًا. We had a promise. I had a promise with this people, with this tribe, with these people who are living in the Kufa. وَلَا نَقْدِرُ عَلَى الْإِنْصِرَافِ. I will never break my promise. حَتَّى تَتَصَرَّفَ بِنَا وَبِهِمْ الْأُمُورُ فِي عَاقُبَاتِ. Let's see what will happen, and I will keep my promise. And our Imam, he kept his promise, and he fulfilled his covenant, and he went going to the Kufa, and tried to reach to the Kufa. And again, There is some famous saying from Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, who says, لا تعتمدوا على مودتي من لا يوفى بعهدي. You should not rely upon those who do not fulfill their covenant. If they say that I like you, you should not believe that, because they are not able to fulfill and to keep their promises. There is another saying from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, who says, Inna fin nari la Madina. In the hill, there is a city, there is a place. يُقَالُ لَهَا الْحَسِينَ. The name of that city is Hasina. أَفَلَا تَسْأَلُونِي مَا فِيهَا. Imam Ali addressed the people, you do not ask me that who are in that Hasina, which is in the hill. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا فِيهَا يَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. One of the people, one of the persons who were sitting there, asked from the Amir al-Mu'mineen, who are there in that city? Our Imam said, قَالَ فِيهَا أَيْدِنَّا كِثِينَ. There are the pillars of those people who broke their promises, and who could not fulfill their promises. Their hands are there. So it shows that fulfilling the promise is very important, and we should request from Almighty Allah to give us, to bestow us this habit, that we should be able to keep our promises, God willing. And inshallah, we all will try to keep our promises, and we should not never try to break our promises. Thank you very much, as you are following this program and you watched this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.